Gentlemen, that concludes our public hearings for the evening. Our next item is other business. Our first item of other business is Chipotle Mexican Grill Revised Commercial Site Plan on Route 1.
Mr. Chairman, this item was deferred at both November meetings for further consideration. Basically, the applicants are requesting to restripe the parking areas at 9 by 18 feet, which is referenced in the zoning code, and have the parking calculations based on 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of gross leasable area. That's for a restaurant to be added to the Anger Outlet Shopping Center. The engineer sent us an email, and I forwarded it to you guys on Monday, I believe.
Yeah, I saw it.
Everybody got it.
I think we got it. Everybody got it.
It was some supporting documentation for their request.
Okay. Well, Mr. Johnson, were you impressed with the new information, or?
I was impressed with the new information. It didn't change my mind, but I was impressed with the 45 pages, or however long that attachment was. I chose not to print it out, trying to save a tree or two.
Okay.
But I did peruse it.
Okay. That's why I emailed it to everybody. I wasn't going to print it out.
And that was a very wise thing to do, by the way. In fact, it's. I personally wish you would email everything. I have way too much paper in my office.
It's
easier to manage online.
Being a small tree farmer, I just assumed you printed it off, but nevertheless.
I know. It's always about the money.
Yeah.
It's always about the money. Anyone else have a comment, though?
Small trees, do they make post-it notes?
On paper. The emails?
On the email or on the application. I will share this with you. I didn't like it last time. I don't like it this time. However, in my opinion, it is permitted by the ordinance, and that is what runs the show here. So that's kind of where I'm at. I did appreciate the extra information, and I did look at it. But like I said, I don't like a 9 by 18, but doesn't matter what I like.
If I can, it would be justification for us to look at our parking regulations.
That's true.
This is something to look at again. Being we're looking at ordinances anyway, something we need to look at again.
Yeah, I'm.
It could be the numbers, because you could use examples of some of the projects in that area that it looked like they've got way too big a parking lot for what service they're providing. And there were other sites or just the opposite.
I think you raise an excellent issue about having to revisit the figures. A lot of these parking requirements were established 20 and 30 years ago. What most notably comes to mind are medical offices. Medical practices are run vastly different now than they were, then. And they require a lot more parking than what the actual minimum allowable is. But as far as this particular site plan goes, anyone else have any other comments?
I don't consider myself a parking expert, but I park a fair amount of cars.
You've parked a few cars in your lifetime.
A few cars in my lifetime. And I think it can be done in a 9 by 18. I do, and I think it'll...
You've never ridden with me.
But I think it'll... there are not every car, is a Suburban. And not... So, we choose to.
For the record, I don't have a Suburban unless if anyone's wondering.
You also aren't driving a smart car.
That's true, because I can't wear one. I'm waiting for them to make one in my size.
I just think there's multiple sizes.
Then I'll park in an 8 by 16 or whatever.
Or get two.
8 by 17.
I just think you'll find your spot.
I agree. All right. I'm good. Sir.
I ask a question?
You may ask a question to Mr. Burton.
Mr. Burton, do you have an auto body shop?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to business.
Well, Mr. Burton, I think you've been found out.
You might want to recluse yourself with all these dings and chips.
I was stating on my ability to park.
Okay.
Not to repair.
Well, Mr. Chairman, all joking aside, I do have concerns that, on the one hand, they want to use parts of an old ordinance and then parts of a new ordinance to make this work for them. You know, on the one hand, the old ordinance said 5, the new ordinance says 6. On the other hand, the old ordinance said 10 by 20, the new ordinance says 9 by 18. So are we going to just let applicants cherry pick from one to the other to the other until they find something that suits their applications? And so that's an issue for me, as well as I'm not as astute a parker as my esteemed associate to my right.
Show up on Monday morning.
Huh?
You show up on Monday morning and help us.
I would be happy to. If you have 10 by 20 spots for me to park in. But I also can say that in my parking lot, my office is striped with 10 by 20s. And I went out and I measured how much distance I have left between my car and the sides. And I don't have a Suburban. Basically, after you subtract out the area for my car, you have 34 inches to play with. So that's 17 inches on the side. That door, my car door is not open without banging into my next door neighbor. You take another foot off of that, and now we're down to 24 inches. So I got 12 inches on each side. So I think 9 by 18 works in certain places, but in a huge parking lot like we have there with the crowds that we can have on from time to time, I think it's wrong.
Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I think the site plan complies with the ordinance, and I think it's difficult not to approve what complies with the ordinance. It would be great if we could come up to the new millennium, new century, and recognize that we have subcompact cars and larger cars, and you could average the both to accommodate the both and have fewer spaces and not one size fits all. But that's a future discussion, as Mr. Lank has inferred. So I think for now we have what we have is current ordinance to comply with, and this does comply with that current ordinance.
And if I might respond, Mr. Ross, the current ordinance also says that there's, 6 per 1,000? Instead of, they're asking for 5. I believe they're asking for an exception to the ordinance.
On that one, they're asking that relate back to what was in effect at the time. It was 5 that was approved when it was built.
Right? If it were required to be built at the 6 spaces per 1,000 square feet, it would require 247 more parking spaces for a restaurant that's less than 2,500 square feet.
You mean if you developed a whole site as but 6 per 1,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if you said this is enough of a change that you got to go by the current standards of the whole place, right?
But the ordinance allows you to make an interpretation of the situations.
And as I recall from the record, the one we did on the other side, the Tanger
across from
Midway, that was allowed to use the 5 number.
Use the 5 and the 9 by 18.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there's your precedent.
All right, gentlemen, what's your pleasure? I think Mr. Johnson's pleasure is that he's not going to choose to make a motion. Does anybody else want to make a motion or no? Not make a motion. Does anyone else want to move?
What we would be making a motion on the
approving the site plan as presented,
as not the change of the from 6 to 5.
Yeah, I think we are.
You would,
if it were approved as presented, it would be with 9x18 parking spaces based on, and the parking calculation is based on 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of gross leasable area.
And they had to add or put in 45?
45 spaces in that overflow area.
In the overflow area. That would still be required.
They're adding parking.
But that would be required to as an addition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the motion would be, if there's a motion for approval, it would be a motion, because this is essentially a site plan approval,
correct,
right? It's a motion to approve the revised commercial site plan for Chipotle Mexican Grill with parking lot calculations based on 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of gross leasable area.
Right. I'm prepared to make that motion.
All right, sir.
Vince,
you want me to read it back?
Yes.
All right. It's a motion to approve a revised commercial site plan for Chipotle Mexican Grill based upon parking calculations of 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of gross leasable area.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Chipotle Mexican Grill revised commercial site plan on Route 1 in accordance with the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
Okay, gentlemen, the motion carries 3-2. Thank you. Our next item.